I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. 15 Rutland area high school students are headed to St. Louis this week for the World Series of High School Robotics. 900 teams from 39 countries, including Stafford Technical Center's iBots, will be taking part in the four-day first championship competition. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
You might think a contest involving robots would be dull and, well, geeky. But think again.
3, 2, 1, charge! The Red Alliance trying to keep it at 2, but the Blue Alliance trying to take it to 3.
That sound was recorded at the recent New England Championship in Connecticut. Dan Roswell is the lead mentor for the Rutland iBots.
One of the really great things about FIRST is it's more of a sport for the mind than it is a boring, geeky type of activity.
Students competing in this event have 6 weeks to design and build a robot that can maneuver around obstacles and get balls into different goals. Teams form alliances with other schools, sometimes working together, sometimes not. Roswell says high scores at New England events qualified Rutland for the team's first ever trip to the World Championship.
There'll be about 40,000 to 50,000 people, and it will be crazy. People have mascots, cheer teams. There will be people dancing. It's huge. It's a massive, giant celebration, basically, of STEM.
STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math, the skills this competition is trying to promote. Stafford team member Jared Lee plans to study electrical engineering in college. He says learning to design and build a robot has been amazing, but being able to put their work up against robots from so many different high schools takes it to a whole different level.
And quite honestly, watching the matches, being there firsthand, it's more exciting than the Super Bowl. Because the ranks and the qualifyings, they jump around so much, that's the way the game's designed. And then to see that all of your hard work's paid off and you're the second best robot in the entire event, and you're like, wow, we did awesome. And it's just such a gratifying experience.
Lee's hoping for similar success in St. Louis. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.